The ageless Tom Brady has extended his career age limit. A 17-game season is becoming more likely, and Steelers running back James Conner will play tonight. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Kaylin Kaler, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, November 14th. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has said over and over again that he could play until he's 45. But now, he has a new goal in mind. According to his trainer, Alex Guerrero, Brady has been telling him he can play until he's 46 or 47. It all comes to commitment, really, Guerrero told the Boston radio station WEEI. No one thought you could play at the elite level in your late 30s, early 40s. That's something we always felt we could do. I certainly do believe that 45 is a very realistic goal. We talk about it all the time. Every year, he just adds another year. He goes in and he's like, guys, I feel so good still. I think I'm going to go till 45. And I'm like, okay. And now he's like, Alex, I think I can go like 46 or 47. Brady is currently 42, and he credits his training routine and diet for allowing him to still feel good at an age when most athletes have long been retired. If Brady plays through age 46 or 47, that would keep him in the league through the 2023 or 2024 seasons, meaning that's a 24 or 25 season career. Brady is a free agent after this season, and it's unclear whether he'll stay in New England for the rest of his extended career. Either way, it sounds like he intends to continue playing somewhere in the league. The NFL and the NFL Players Association could have a deal done by early 2020. The Washington Post reported that the league and the Players Association have made progress in negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement. The current CBA ends after the 2020 season, so this progress is welcome news, as both sides would like to avoid a work stoppage. The new CBA likely includes a 17-game regular season. The agreement would shorten the preseason and could also include an expansion of the playoffs from 12 to 14 teams. Any expansion of the regular season would mean owners have made financial concessions to get the players to agree. The NFLPA has long opposed the idea of adding more regular season games because of concerns for player safety. The Post reported that some of those concessions could include modifications to the rookie compensation system that was put in place in the labor deal reached in 2011. Steelers running back James Conner has not played since leaving Pittsburgh's Monday night win over Miami in Week 8 with a shoulder injury. Tonight, he'll rejoin a resurgent Steelers team for an important divisional matchup against the 3-5 Cleveland Browns. Without Conner, the Steelers have rushed for just 66 yards per game in their last two games, which were both close wins over the Colts and Rams. Conner has played well against the Browns in his career. Last season, he racked up 281 yards and 4 touchdowns in 2 games against Cleveland. The Steelers have rebounded from a very disappointing start to the season. They lost quarterback Ben Roethlisberger to a season-ending injury in Week 2. They lost their first 3 games. Then, they lost backup quarterback Mason Rudolph for a game after he was knocked out on the field. But Pittsburgh is now 5-4 and sitting just behind the Ravens in the AFC North standings. If the playoffs were to start today, the Steelers would land a wildcard spot. Getting Conner back tonight will only help them continue this run. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.